USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Title 42 has officially expired.
The COVID-era policy was lifted just before midnight last night. It had allowed for migrants who had recently been in the country where a communicable disease was present to be quickly turned back at the U.S. southern border. While U.S. border communities will be getting the initial surge, officials in cities thousands of miles away say that they're also expecting to be overwhelmed as migrants are flown or bused to their cities. The government will now return to a decades-old section of the U.S. code that carries more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis, known as Title 8. I'm Skip Kelly.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border. Cruz on the shoreline in Brownsville, Texas.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault. Stop it. This is not humane. This is not compassionate. This is cruel.
A Federal Reserve official said the central bank should be prepared to continue raising interest rates because inflation remains too high and the labor market too tight. Fed Governor Michelle Bowman today at a banking conference in Germany said she was not confident the central bank was making enough progress slowing down economic activity to curb inflation. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is confirming that former Marine 24-year-old Daniel Perry will be charged with manslaughter in the second degree today for the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely on a New York City subway May 1st. The City Council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucuses have been calling for justice in the case. Penny, flanked by his attorneys, turned himself in this morning. An arraignment is expected this afternoon. The U.S. Army training facility in Georgia, known for a century as Fort Benning, is now Fort Moore. The base was renamed in a ceremony yesterday, dropping the name of the Confederate general. USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As thousands of migrants are gathering at the southern border, the Florida Attorney General says a federal judge in Florida has issued a temporary restraining order that will prohibit the Biden administration from releasing any illegal immigrants crossing the border for the next 2 weeks. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody tweeted the news a short time ago. Earlier Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security said that without the release policy and other measures, there could be 45,000 migrants in custody by the end of the month. As of yesterday, there were more than 28,000 in custody. An appeal is expected. The next opportunity to strike an agreement on the debt ceiling was canceled for today, so lower-level negotiators could meet.
The next planned meeting between President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is being postponed. There was little movement from either leader during Tuesday's high-stakes debt ceiling sit-down. Economists have warned that a U.S. default could lead to a global financial crisis. In addition, President Biden is reportedly looking to see what further action the U.S. Constitution might allow him to take to avoid a default if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Experts at the College of New Jersey have confirmed that it was indeed a meteorite that hit a Hopewell Township Mercer County home earlier this week in New Jersey, probably debris from Halley's Comet Earth just passed through. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.